On this birthday, Dad appeared home earlier than normal. I rushed to show him my new pyjamas, but when I saw him without his usual cheery smile and looking troubled, I began to wonder why and felt a little disappointed. Did he remember it was my birthday? He had a frown above his expressive dark brown eyes. Why would he come home so early if it wasn't for me? What was going on? Was it to see Mum's brother Charlie again? Uncle Charlie had called by the day before in a brand new uniform, looking so handsome. He was much younger than Dad, only 19. When he'd left, he hugged Dad, who wished him good luck. What was going on? Why was everyone looking so serious? Even Mum was looking agitated, and nothing normally ever fazed her. The news on the wireless seemed to be causing some concern. Over the last few evenings, Mum and Dad had turned the volume up when the news came on at 9 o'clock. Something was making them look very troubled.
"Shh, just be quiet. This is important,"
Dad said, and I knew from the look on his face that it must be. Mum and Dad moved closer to the wireless. Their anxious looks told me that something out of the ordinary was happening. I kept hearing the words war and evacuation. "War? What does war mean?" I asked Dad.
"It's nothing for you to worry about,"
he replied, patting my head. I was consoled by Dad's soothing words. Then Mum was shouting out, "Hetty, Mary, Kitty, you're all going on a trip to the countryside today." I instantly forgot all about war and what was bothering Mum and Dad, believing that this was going to be my special trip, arranged just for me to celebrate my birthday. Little did I realise, something sinister was happening in the world. And this day, my 9th birthday, was not only going to be the last day of my beautiful, safe and secure childhood, but a day that would change the lives of millions of men, women and children. No one could ever have imagined what the future held.